You are now tuned in.
Gentlemen, and Pastor Doris Smith, the host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio, and Evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with Evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all our listeners on today. Yes, you are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our awesome co-host, Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida. Our co-host will not be with us on today, but we're going to move right along with our opening prayer. Bow your heads with me if you may. Father God, we thank you for another great opportunity that you have given us, Father God, to go forth on today, Father God, and spread the good news about your Son, Jesus, Father God. Father God, we pray that our listeners out there, Father God, will be able to learn about what the birth of Jesus Christ and why he was born and what happened when he was born. Now, Father God, as we go forward with our presentation on today, Father God, we ask that you stand in the midst, Father God. We ask that, Father God, let your Holy Spirit guide us through this lesson, Father God, and every word that proceeded out of my mouth, Father God, would be better pleasing and acceptable in your sight, and that you may get the glory out of all that we do and say. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, listeners, our topic for today is the day grace was born. Yes, the day grace was born. And we're talking about this day that grace was born is the day that Jesus Christ, Lord, in the studio, or listeners, if you listen to any noise, I apologize for all of the noise in the back at this time, listeners. All right, listeners, we'll be from the scripture, Luke 2, verses 11 through 14. And it says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Listeners, this baby was given to us because of the love of our Heavenly Father, because of the love our Heavenly Father has for us. Because of his love, we can be assured that all sins for everyone can be forgiven. The ultimate price was paid in full. The sins of this entire world was on Jesus' shoulders. Jesus Christ's blood washed away our sins. If we believe that he is the Son of God, then we shall be saved. But God expects more out of us. He wants our entire attention, our hearts and minds, and life to belong to him. So on today, this episode is about grace and when it entered into the world. And if you stay tuned in with us as we discuss this day, that grace came into the world. And the day that grace came into the world was when Jesus Christ was born, because we are not living under the law now, but we are living under grace and mercy. And this grace comes from Jesus. Jesus is the one that shed the blood for all of our sins, because without his blood being shed, we will still be living in a world of sin. There will be no forgiveness. We will not have mercy, and a condemnation. With all of that will be tied up in our lives. So if you will, go with me to the book of Romans, the 11th chapter of Romans, and we're going to discuss that for a minute. And we have in the studio back again with us none other than Evangelist Jill Perkins. We're so very happy to have her back in the studio. Going to ask her just fall in as the Spirit lead her, as we just discussed the day that Grace was born. And she'll be joining me, and I'll introduce her once again to the listeners after we discuss Romans, the 11th chapter of Romans. And we're going to go to the 6th verse then. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But it be of works, then is it no more grace? Otherwise, work is no more work. And what it's saying that in this particular passage of the Bible, if by grace, and then as the question asked that, then it stated, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. And what it's saying is, out of all the work that we put in and everything that we do, is by the grace of God that God keep us working and keep our lives connected with Him. And by grace, we can continue to live in the way that God wants us to live. He gives us this grace. Without grace, we have nothing. We have nothing to look forward to. Only through grace and mercy. Jesus' grace and mercy keeps us day by day by day. And it tells us that Paul continued to explaining that the unbelief of Israel is no argument against the gospel. Israel's blindness is not total, and God is still working with the nation. So if God is still working with the nation, working with our government, working with our families, working with our jobs and working through us, it's by his darling son, Jesus. That's how grace is operated and throughout our lives. Only through the God's only begotten son. So the day that Jesus was born was the day that grace was born also. So I'm going to bring in the studio with me Evangelist Perkins, Gerald Perkins, and Evangelist Perkins, do you have anything you want to emphasize on before we go to our next chapter here in reference to the day grace was born?
Yes, the day that grace was born, Jesus gave us grace and mercy. And without it, we just wouldn't have made it, because there was no one else to give us grace and mercy like Jesus. And we should be so grateful today because of his grace and mercy, that he loved us so much that even so, when we even make mistakes and do wrong, it's God's grace that keeps us day by day, that we can go to him and ask him for forgiveness, and he will forgive us of our sins. And because of his grace, we do better because of his grace, and God's own loving us. And he keep on showing us the way. He keep on helping us because of his grace. So today we're so glad that grace is born, because without grace, we just wouldn't be what we are today. And I'm so grateful that grace is born. So I'm going to turn it back over to the host.
God bless you. God bless you. As Romans 11 and 6 said, but it is by grace. It is no longer on the base of works. And otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. In other words, it would thing would not operate in our life. The works would not be no good without grace operating in the midst of the works that we do. Now let's go to the book of James, and we're going to go to the 4th chapter of James, and we're going to go to verse 6 and see what it says about grace. And it reads, "But he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he said, God resist the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble." So what James is saying here, that we have to humble ourselves. We cannot go before throne of God all proud and think we all of that. We have to humble ourselves. And as we humble ourselves, God will dish out grace and more grace and more grace and more grace. Not thinking we know it all, because we don't know it all. We are nothing without God in our life. We are nothing without grace in our life. We are nothing without God having mercy on us. God's grace and mercy has brought us thus far. So we shouldn't think so highly of ourselves and stick our chest out and have so much pride. Because as James said here in chapter 4, verse 6, but he given more grace. He'll give you more grace if you humble yourself. Not be above who you are. Or not thinking that you doing everything on your own or you operating on your own. You can't do nothing. All that I am, as I said last week, and all that I will ever be is because of the goodness of God. And because of the goodness of God, he gave us his only begotten son to come into the world. And this is the reason for the season. This is the reason we are celebrating a day that we call Christmas, the day that we have set aside for the birth of Christ, the day that we celebrate him coming into the world. This is what it's all about. And the greatest gift of all is Jesus Christ. The greatest gift that Jesus gave us was grace and his mercy. That's the greatest gift of all. And we do know that, yes, the three wise men come bearing gifts to the baby, and the man and laying in the manger was wrapped in swaddling cloth, Mary's baby and Joseph's baby that was named Jesus. Yes. So gifts is when we give a gift, not giving it to receive anything, and not giving it because we want to celebrate Christmas because of getting something from someone that loves us, or give somebody something that we love. Why don't we give them Jesus on today? Why don't we introduce them to Jesus and tell them more about the gift that God has given us, the gift that God thought so loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. And don't forget now, when the son was born, don't forget that's not the end of the story. The story goes on. He's just a baby coming into the world. But as he grew and grew and grew and grew, as you and I did, when we became fully adult, then that the purpose of him coming into the world will be fulfilled. But today we're not talking about his crucifixion. But how could we forget the pain and suffering? How can we forget all that he went through to save a wretch just like you and I? We can't forget that. Because every time we think about the day he was born, we cannot forget what he went through, why he came into the world, what reason he was born into the world. And I'm going to pause right here and let the evangelist come back. I want to thank all of my listeners for tuning in on today. I think I have some cousins out of town that's tuning in for the first time, and we want to welcome them to Facing Your Fears. And don't forget, listeners, you too can join us on this awesome conversation on today's topic, talking about the day that grace was born. Just hit that number one. Test that number one on your phone. At that time, you will be brought into the studio to speak live and be able to express your thoughts and your comments. Or if you have any questions you want to ask, just press that number one, and I will bring you live into the studio with us. I'm going to pause right here and bring Evangelist Perkins back in and see if anything she has to say for today. I mean, anything else you want to add to the lesson, she can do so at this time, Evangelist Perkins.
I would like to say, knowing all the things that he's gone through for us, we should be willing to humble ourselves before others that they may see him in us, and he shall lift us up. And humbling ourselves also helps that we don't be so quick to get upset about things, and we should humble ourselves to try to help others to understand that this is the way of the Lord. And most of the only way we can do that is to act and show ourselves the way he would want us to be, even no matter how much it hurt us and how bad we may feel like we look because of the things that we take. We should still humble ourselves. We should humble ourselves so that we would be just a light for him, that others want to follow him by humbling themselves also. So if we're going to follow Christ, we need to find out the rules and then humble ourselves and keep those rules that others may see. All of this he done for us and his grace, we should be able to stand firm that others may be able to humble themselves also and see that no matter what the circumstances are, we are still one of his child through grace. And it's back over to you, host.
God bless you. God bless you. Now let's see, why do we need grace in our lives? Why do we need grace in our lives? Grace gives us a new life, which is not condemned by God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Through God's grace, we are forgiven, transforming our thinking, resolving in the renewal of our mind and heart. Through grace, we live the kind of life that God would like every one of his children to experience. Now, let's talk about what does it mean to live in God's grace. Well, it means that grace is a gift from God, a gift that allows all to work with the Son to be forgiven for our sin. It can be difficult to remember and maintain grace without all the bad influence around us. Think about that, listeners. It will be difficult to remember and maintain grace with all the bad influence around us. That means there's some things that we can get ourselves into, some things that we would not be aware of, some things that we would be subject to if God's grace was not there for us. It would be difficult for us to know anything about what's going on around us if he does not give glory and thanks to God, to his Son Jesus, for his grace. His grace and mercy keeps us from danger, unseen, unknown and seen, an unseen danger. God's grace and mercy does that for us. When we step out of line, sometimes as we sometimes do, his grace and mercy kicks in. And when God said, look, they're just too disobedient. This world is in a turmoil. We're living in a perilous time. With all of this thing that people do, the sins that God has to turn his back on, turn his face on, because he cannot smell or look at sin. It stinks in his nostrils. Through all of that, Jesus, the one that, when grace came into the world, Jesus was sitting there now telling his Father, remember, Father, remember me hanging there on the cross. Remember why I was born into the world. I came into the world that their sins may be forgiven. Listeners, don't forget that. Don't forget out of all that we do and say. Don't forget to give God the glory. Don't forget to thank God for his Son. Don't forget to thank Jesus for his grace and his mercy. Now, another, we're going to talk about how do life by God's grace? How do we live? I'm sorry. How do we live by God's grace? What is the spiritual meaning of grace? Grace is Christianity. It's the free and unmerited favor of God, as manifested in the salvation of sinners and the bestowing of blessings. And in another example, for certain religions such as Catholics and reconciled in faith is the primary means of transmitting grace after a mortal sin has been committed. They're saying that there's some religions such as Catholic people, they go and they kneel and they probably light candles or whatever they do that so that they can be forgiven for the sins that they have committed before God. And we should do that too. You know, when we do something, when we mess up, we just can't just go on and say, well, I messed up. That's all right. I'm living on God. I'm living on grace and mercy. I don't have to go there and try and make nothing right because that's what Jesus died for. He died for my sins, and I'm all right. But no, you're not all right. Yeah, he died for all of our sins. Yes, when he died, grace and mercy kicked in. Yes, God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son. But what should we give back to God? How should we honor God? How could we show God our gratitude and show God in reference to our attitude of how we receive grace and mercy, how we appreciate all that he do for us, how we thank him for waking us up early in the morning and then we find ourselves using our activities of our lens. How could we thank God for this? What price did we pay? How much do we owe him on today? There's a song say, oh, Lord, how much do I owe? There's no price that we could pay for what God has done for us. God is still blessing us, even during the time of this pandemic. He's still working in our lives. His grace is still sufficient enough for us. His grace still keeps us keeping on. His grace still gives us the means of having the monies to pay our bills. And so many of them are laying on ventilators today, cannot work. The families don't have no food. Almost shelter they don't have shelter because of the illness of this pandemic. But God still looked beyond our faults. You see, it could have been us today laying up there on a ventilator. It could be us today racking in pain with the coronavirus and all these other pandemics that's coming our way. It could be us today. So don't forget to think about somebody else. Don't forget the gifts that God gave us. Don't forget the day that grace was born into our lives. So on Christmas, as we said, we celebrate Christmas Day. Some of them are going to be celebrating just because it's another day to get drunk or another day to get high or another day to eat or another day to just have a good time. But no, not children of God. We as God's children are not going to remember if the Lord bless us to see December the 25th. We're going to wake up giving him the glory and honor for being born into the world and for having grace and mercy on us. I'm going to yield and go back to our evangelist Perkins. And listeners, don't forget, you can press that number one. I'm looking down on my dashboard, and if anybody have anything to say, you want to just say some encouraging words or just want to just say hello or just say thank you, Jesus, for another day, feel free to press that number one on your phone. At that time, I'll bring you live into the studio with me, Evangelist Perkins. Evangelist Perkins, are you still in the studio with me? Evangelist Perkins,
I just want to add that Christ is all and in all, and that he is a path if any be misled, he is a robe, if any be naked. And I would like to add, if we are hungry, he is bread. And I would like to say that if any be a bondman, he is free. And if any of us are weak, he is strong. So I would like to say that let him be in all our desires and wishes, because truly he is our grace. And at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to the host. If there's anyone that, you know, would like to come in and say something, we have a few minutes.
God bless you. God bless you. We're going to take this last verse here because it's almost time for us to close out. We do have a caller, and we're going to take that caller before going to this verse. Caller calling from area code 504. Last 4 digits of your number is 1050. Caller from 504, 1050.
Yes.
You are now live,
yes,
in the studio. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. This is your cousin Wilma, Evangelist Chapman.
God bless you. God bless you on today. I've been praying for your granddaughter and a
thank
miracle
you,
happened in her life, and I sure wish
she's
was
doing
on the
great
radio to tell. Yeah, by God's grace and mercy, kept that child car flipped over. She broke her back.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But when she got
yes,
the
thank
hospital,
you, Jesus. I thank for everyone's prayers. My grandbaby was in a serious wreck and broke her back in 3 places. She's 24 years old. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
she's setting up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Eating.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is
I've been
good.
Nervous for
God
2 weeks. So, and our friend went out in Alabama and got in a bad wreck. I said, thank you, Jesus. I called my cousin. I said, pray for me. Pray for my baby. Pray for me. I said, put me on the
God
prayer
is
line for my baby. I said, pray for me. Thank you, Jesus. She's
God
doing
is
great.
God,
I ask everybody to pray
God
for me so I can go strong into the Lord.
Yes, indeed. And when she get up from that telephone,
yes,
we want
Lord
to tell somebody the goodness of God.
Oh, yes.
She has a
oh, yes.
Like, God does not just let her live so she can just sit there and hold on to his grace. Let her run and tell somebody about the goodness
right
of the Lord.
She has a great testimony.
Yeah, we're so very happy to have you call in on today. Feel free to call back again. I love you.
Okay.
God bless you. And
I love you all, too.
Merry Christmas, and you all be continuously in my prayers. God
all right, cousin.
You.
I love you, too.
Callers, you still have time to call in. We have a couple of minutes left. We have another caller, area code 612. Last 4 digits of that number is 6103. Caller from area code 612. Last 4 digits, 6103. Hello, caller. You're now live.
Yes, good evening, ma'am. How are you doing?
Good evening.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
God bless you. You like to say who you are, and thank you for calling
yes,
in on today.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you as well. My name is Michael. I was hoping to talk about how America used to be a country that was, you know, I wouldn't say it was a Christian country, but it was a country that Christianity was accepted, and it was sort of like, how do you say, I guess, popularized in a way where people were openly calling themselves born-again Christians and thanking God and all of that, and now it's amazing how it comes to today and all of that's gone. And now America not only isn't a Christian country, but it literally hates Christianity now.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like in public, people don't talk about God anymore. And if they do, you always see on television now, they make fun of Christians all the time. They mock the Bible. They mock God. I mean, and even worse than that, like the homosexuals took over everything. You know, if somebody were to tell you 10, 15, 20 years ago that we would have gay marriage, that the homosexuals would basically control everything, that the whole month of June, every company in America would have a rainbow symbol on their banner or outside or on their logo, that the whole country would celebrate homosexuality openly for an entire month, no one would have believed you.
Uh-huh.
And
right,
yet
right
here we are today, and I mean, America's just literally turning into Sodom and Gomorrah right before our eyes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, we're so very happy that you called in, and we're going to be picking this subject back up in the new year because it's time for us to get off of the air now. And We want to thank you for calling in. Caller, and I'm so very sorry that we're not able to finish listening to our caller at this time. But we do want to encourage you to call back in on next Thursday as we bring you this. God bless us and see a new year. We'll be starting a new year on Faith and Mystery. God bless you and God keep you. We thank God for giving you glory and honor and the peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed. Merry Christmas to all our listeners out there.
Amen.
The end of the show.
Amen.
Bye-bye now.
Amen.